Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Searching only for the higher ground, I miss the ferns and wild hollyhock. 6,000 feet of mountain, I hurry to the very top. I cry out to the valley below, but I only hear my echo asking how do you find God?
Yes, how do you find God? This is the Light Giver International Association's Sunday service. Welcome. Now let's let Becky Williams sing a bit more of the song.
I hope to find it somewhere. I search the pyramids of Egypt. Only the memory was there. From the oracle to the peaks of Tibet, came the more I pursued.
Becky Williams is proposing or raising our song is, how do you find God, or where do you find God? But more to the point, the question really is, how do you find God? What tools and techniques might be used? And this is the essential architecture of the Light Giver International Association, and that is that we are prepared to provide you with two or three major tools to help you find God in your own way, on your own spiritual path. So welcome to the Light Givers International Association Sunday service. During this program, we actually take you through and explain the fundamentals of the Sourcer Nation process, which is a process that fills you with divine light and instantly removes whatever disconnects there are in your system. And this can be auric healing, this can be soul healing, this can actually be ascension itself. And if the disconnects do not remove, then we're prepared to work with you in private sessions, either as ascension masters or as universal healers, whichever is your most comfortable with. Now, the second thing that occurs in this program is that we walk you through individually your own personal Sourcer Nation process, so that you can actually understand and hear what the steps are that allow you to get your aura clear and also allow you to be completely clear and comfortable in soul awareness. The third thing that occurs, I guess there are four things, the third thing that occurs is a discussion of the Light Giver messages, and we'll talk about where they came from a bit more. And the last thing that happens is, which is the most important thing of the day, I might say, is a world and sometimes solar system healing ceremony through which we take the entire planet Earth and also the entire solar system through the sourcination process. And for those of you who are clairvoyant, I think you will have a wonderful time. So on behalf of the Board of Directors of Light Givers International Association, you are most welcome as our guest for this program. And the messages we'll be discussing later on were received anonymously by, not received anonymously by me, but received from a group of higher beings who have chosen in this particular venue to be anonymous, but I'm sure you may recognize their thinking and their energies as the program goes on. So once again, thank you for listening, and we genuinely hope that you will enjoy the day, the program. And be sure, if you haven't gotten there already, to go to the Light Givers website, and that's the Light Givers with an S, .org. And also, if you're interested in understanding a bit more about the Universal Healer Program, which is primarily to provide services, healing services, to those who are interested, you can find out about that at universalhealer.org.
Okay. Good morning. This is Ron and Phyllis Brown. We're in the sunny south. And this morning, the discussion is called The True Meaning of Ascension. And we will, at this time, go through the individual sourcination that will be led by our founder, Greg Scott. Okay.
This is the place where we need to walk you through the sourcination steps. Now, you may want to, perhaps you could substitute for sourcination, self-healing in divine light. So as soon as you say to yourself, I am now going to walk through or experience sourcination, then instantly, and if a clairvoyant is there, instantly, above your head, this person will see a shower of divine light, as if Holy Spirit, Holy Ghost, as if heaven has opened up. Why? Because heaven has opened up. That's what's been invested in the sourcination process. You're not alone. Spirit then begins to flow. And if I start to blubber or stutter during this experience, it's simply because I'm being almost overwhelmed or besieged by the Spirit. It is palpable. I can feel it as if it is the ocean pressing in against me. And so I'll pick on Janelle. Janelle, what are you noticing right now? What are you experiencing?
Definitely, I definitely see a stream of light energy coming down. It has a golden hue, actually.
Hmm. Well, I'm almost stopping breathing. That would not be nice. Janelle, we do not want you making 911 calls during this call. Oh, maybe right after. I won't pass out till the end of the show. So at any rate, we'll walk you through the steps. The first part, well, I want you to know that as soon as that divine light completely submerges you, same time that happens, your own spiritual light, internal light, is activated. It is actually activated, and it surges outward. So you have the surge coming inward of divine light, and you have the surge coming outward. So as the two meet, they perform a number of instantaneous cleansing that will not occur until you give permission for them to occur. So as I walk you through the sourcination steps, mentally, all you have to do is say, I accept this, I accept this. And none of the steps are designed to intrude in any way upon your spiritual development. In fact, they're designed to enhance your spiritual development. by allowing you to become clear yourself as an instrument, tool, vehicle, channel for spirit itself. So the first thing I want you to notice is that any and all contracts that may have been made by you or others on your behalf that are now intruding or interfering with your spiritual progress, your health, your wellness, your prosperity, those contracts now are canceled. Mentally say, I accept this. The second thing that happens is, that I want you to notice is, that any belief systems that are intruding upon your spiritual development or progress, and you can believe whatever you choose, really dealing with the energy of intrusion, they now are canceled. Mentally say, I accept this. Any beliefs that create belief systems that are intruding on you, mentally say, I accept their dissolution. Any connections to others that are generating in your energy system intrusions of a negative nature, mentally say, I accept their being removed. Can you feel that clarity? What are you noticing? You may be feeling a little bit lighter. You may be feeling flow. Some people actually feel tingles in their bodies. Well, this work is, tinglings are nice, but this work is about separating your complete attention from the stuff of life that's submerging your spiritual identity and awareness. The next thing I want you to notice is that if there are any entities, unwanted presences, unwanted intelligences, friendly or unfriendly, that are interfering with your spiritual development, wealth, growth, and prosperity, at this step, notice they are removed. And you now are beginning to feel what's surging now is a strong feeling of blessing. Can you feel that? I know I certainly can. How about you, Janelle? What are you noticing over there?
Oh, I feel it.
You see, I feel the Lord. Yeah, I tell you, I'm starting to get tongue-tied. And you know, I'm the golden-tongued orator, and I'm having
That's
a hard
right.
time
you
talking. So the next thing that we'll want you to notice is, now this one I love. Everything that is patented, that is copyrighted, is able to be done because it is completely unique. Now, as far as healing modalities go, I had a good friend, I love him dearly, named Charles Richards. And Charles, bless his heart, wrote me and said, there's no way that the work you're involved gets rid of karma. Well, who worries about karma? The only thing to be worried about or to notice is whether or not there's some aspect of some past life or your past that's intruding upon your spiritual development, that's getting in the way. And this work doesn't do it. It's God that does it. If God organizes your life so that you can have experiences that help you to grow and develop, that it is a contradiction for the energies of those experiences to intrude upon your spiritual development. Can you understand what I'm saying here, people, ladies and gentlemen? So therefore, the next step, any energies from your past lives that are intruding upon your spiritual development, spiritual growth, those energies are removed. Okay, now we don't want you bouncing off the ceiling. We at least want you to get back in the couch, in the chair, sitting at the table, wherever you are, so you can enjoy the rest of this call, and I hope you're going to have as much fun with it as we are and we do. So the karma is removed, and the very next step, all I want you to say mentally is say, I accept soul clearing and healing. And I heard a little thing that said, I accept soul clearing and healing. Hallelujah. I think soul clearing and healing is worth a hallelujah, don't you, Janelle?
Oh, I think it's worth a hallelujah and several amens.
Hey, a Hail Mary and all that stuff, right? So what happens? Let me tell you what happens. Just because you've said that, one, you're deluged with a deeper amount, if you can imagine that, of Holy Spirit. It's in levels and levels and ways. So now the tsunami of Holy Spirit, before it was like rainfall. First it started out as golden rain. And then it became a little bit harder. And then it became a tornado of Spirit. And now it's a tsunami. So hold still for the tsunami of Holy Spirit. Hold still for it. Now what happens is, one, click, you're completely aligned with your life contract. You can say, I accept that. Two, your ability to give and receive love, click, is at 100%. Did you feel that shift? Did you feel something just open up? I felt it. I'm feeling it for you. It just opened up, didn't it?
Oh, yeah.
The next thing that occurs, click, might even say Shazam, for those of you who remember Captain Marvel in the comic books. Matter of fact, I'm ready for a Captain Marvel movie. Never mind this Wolverine stuff. How about a Captain Marvel? Any rate, so then the last thing which occurs, not well, the next to last thing, next last thing that occurs is you become completely integrated with Holy Spirit, head to toe, front to back, left to right, top to bottom. Wow. I have to pause and take a breath. Maybe you ought to pause and take a breath, too. So what has happened now is you've experienced the stages of Source and Nation. You've experienced, also in another context, what is called the Universal Healer Treatment. Now, that's what you've experienced. I'm the one leading you through it, so you got it. Let's pause and allow that to soak in, seep through. Now, after that, what I want to just mention to you is the following that every spiritual path talks about: higher states of awareness. In some cases, they talk about Satori, Nirvana, Jivan Mukti, or they call it Ekshar. In the Way of Truth, they call it the soul domain. In Christianity, Kingdom of Heaven. Now, guess what? The steps you just went through have you poised to enter the Kingdom of Heaven. But guess what? We're not going to leave you there. So there you are, standing in front of the Kingdom of Heaven. The gates were closed, as they are to most spiritual paths. And you wind up having to wait your entire life to see if you qualify. Well, guess what, friends? You're hereby qualified. The gates are open. The golden path is beneath your feet. If you are ready, mentally say, I accept my entrance into the Kingdom of Heaven right now, at this moment, now. I accept it. Can you feel that come down? And the thing is, you're not going anywhere. The Kingdom of Heaven now is just surrounding you. Now, those are the steps of Source and Nation, and that's what's available to you on the lightgivers.org website. This is the place where we need to walk you through the Source and Nation steps. Now, you may want to, perhaps you could
there. Good morning. We are back again. This morning, the discussion is the true meaning of ascension, Golden Age number 2, message 10. My husband is here with me, Ron Brown. And we have discussed this. What I'm going to do, we have some time. We have 5 paragraphs. And I'm going to read and then read that. And then Ron and I will both discuss it with those who call in. It has come to our, and the people who are saying this are the higher beings, which Greg has written down what they have dictated to him. It has come to our attention that the use of the term ascension confuses some and confounds others. In this dictation, we wish to make clear exactly what it is had in mind with this term, and more importantly, to help understand the spiritual significance of its availability. First, there are some rather common interpretations of the term. The most familiar is that association with Jesus' entry into the heavenly worlds in full consciousness and in the view of his disciples. So what is conjured up with the world is something that Jesus went through and is, thereby, because he is the Son of God, is simply unavailable to us. Worse yet, we are not even candidates for such a process. Other definitions of ascension focus on different transformations. In some cases, it involves transformation of the physical body following a very long and detailed process of cleansing, contemplating, energizing, etc. In some systems, the process involves actually experiencing, albeit briefly, physical death. While these are worthy processes to which few aspire and fewer succeed, our focus on ascension is concerned with the transformation of consciousness. In some venues, the transformation is considered a movement of a sort, soul travel. In other venues, it is spoken of as relocation and awakening. Even in our own writings, whether intended or not, there is an implication of travel. Indeed, the root word of ascend is the Latin word ascendere, which means to climb. So let us be clear here, there's no climbing and there's no movement. There's neither traveling nor relocating. Closest to the actual experience of ascension is the notion of awakening. Imagine, if you will, a huge living tapestry with only a limited awareness. Say, for example, the tapestry is 1 million square miles, but even though it's alive, it's only aware of 1 square inch. There is no movement of consciousness with the tapestry. There is simply the limited consciousness. As the tapestry becomes more aware of itself, would you say it's moving? Of course not. It is simply awakening to itself, which is already here and there. There, an illusion of movement is given by the recognition of awareness elsewhere. If we ask you to put your attention on your hand and then to shift your attention to your foot, will anything move? Awareness of different places involves no movement. There is only the awareness of the separateness of the realizations. Imagine, if you will, coming completely aware of the tapestry of its entirety. Does this mean that the awakened aspect of the tapestry will necessarily behave differently? Not necessarily. To the extent that the tapestry understands that it exists solely to exist, each awakened aspect may eventually come to realize that its sole purpose is to be a part of the tapestry that demonstrates its union with the whole. By the same token, we each are living parts of the tapestry of Source. Ascension, as such, does not yield to mental understanding, comprehension, or mastery. Ascension is best understood by going through the process, for example, accepting the possibility, undergoing the healings and clearing, and noticing the expansions and shifts in awareness and the transformation of temporal reality to a focus on direct experience and the truth that is now, in this moment, nowhere else but here. Once you experience it, you know.
Okay, this is Ron Brown. After I read this, in the community where we live, especially, there seems to be a lot of talk about ascension, and a lot of people have got their own ideas about it, and it seems like there's as many forms or types of ascension as there are souls on this planet. Everybody's got their own idea of what it is and what it's not and what it should be. So what I would like to think about mostly is ascending consciously is what I want to do. I don't necessarily need to ascend in a body, and I think that a lot of people who want to do that are not really wanting to take the time and the effort that it takes to do it. So I deal more like in ascension of the consciousness myself. And it was stated one time in an earlier teaching that they said that that a miracle was a changed consciousness. And that's basically what I, you know, think about when I go into ascension mode, that I just sort of expand my awareness to what I want to know. And it seems like I'm just absorbed into what I am trying to find out. And it's not like you're moving. It's just like you're just expanding into it. And knowing it by that kind of means. So maybe have you got any comments you want, Phyllis, or you want to open the lines? Or
oh, I did have some comments
go
I
ahead.
Wanted to make. Yeah.
Yeah.
Two things I wanted to bring out. We are both readers. We read a lot. One book I have found that was particularly helpful was Ascension. Beginner's Manual by Dr. Ted Baruti, Jr. This is available online with www.holygraphichealth.com. He has a Volume 1, The Beginner, and he has Volume 2. I found that to be helpful. He takes it, starts with the physical body, with what we're living with right now, and proceeds on. The other one that I found very helpful, I was raised in the Methodist faith and I eventually left because it was not answering what I was looking for. But I'm coming to the book called Anna, Grandmother of Jesus by Claire Hart Song. And I found in there, it didn't go into detailed description, but his wife, Mary, his mother, and Jesus himself, they went through transformations and rejuvenating the body. It doesn't go into scientific detail, but it's enough to realize that he, before they put him through the crucifixion, he had already gone through this experience many times and was prepared. So he didn't just walk into that willy-nilly. He knew what was going to happen. Okay, I'm turning. The lines are open for anyone who would like to talk. The lines are open for anyone who wants to talk.
Good morning. This is Lynn in Minnesota.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I've enjoyed your conversation so far. Really interesting sharing that idea about Jesus going through his own transformation even before his death, even before it sounds like all those aspects of his death transpired. I had never thought about that before, and in my understanding, all life is a expansion of consciousness, if we allow it to be that, and so it really does make perfect sense. Another idea that came through to me while you were reading the message today, The True Meaning of Ascension, was distinguishing how, what ascension specifically is. Is it a movement? Is it a feeling? Is it a, what exactly is it? Expansion of consciousness. That sounds really good, but what does that mean? I've been working with the Light Giver programs for, about as long as you guys have, I suppose. And, those are, it seems to me like I gain a new awareness of these, the concepts that are available through this work regularly. It's like it's not a stagnant or, you know, you reach a point that you know and then you're done. That's not what's been happening with me. It's a continuum. There's this ongoing growth and expansion of what is available. And some of that might be because my understanding is that at this time, the whole planet, the whole probably solar system, probably possibly a lot more, is going through this ascension process where we're moving out of the duality worlds, third dimension, fourth dimension, and into a fifth dimensional or beyond awareness, which exists in the now, and so my experience of ascension on a personal level is that making that connection every moment with the now that I'm currently being a part of, and I liked that statement towards, I think it was in the second to the last paragraph where it said, to the extent that the tapestry understands that it exists solely to exist, each awakened aspect may eventually come to realize that its sole purpose is to be a part of the tapestry that demonstrates its union with the whole. And I think my own personal growing experience is kind of moving more in alignment with that idea. I'm becoming more aware how we're all parts of the whole, and there really is no separation between any one of us. I think being raised in the United States and I'm up in years, I guess you would say, been around a while anyhow, there's been this focus on individualization, on, you know, being a strong individual, being a knowledgeable person, and I'm not at all knocking that, but I think the next step up is not only understanding how we're strong within ourselves, but understanding how we're strong together. To me, that's kind of maybe a bit of where this lesson today is taking us. And that is all I have to say.
Thank you very much.
Hello, this is Gregory.
Hi, Gregory, I see you on the line.
Yeah, I just really find this topic interesting. I found myself wondering, somebody asked me, because I think ascension as a topic is so much now in our blood, it's like practically the air that we breathe. And as Ron was saying, everybody's breathing it differently. Some are, I guess, are doing inhaling and exhaling through one nostril ascension, and others are bringing it down through their crown chakras, but it's still all a part of who we are. And you wind up, you kind of wind up saying, well, okay, what is really the big deal, and why is it, what is it that's driving the concern about ascension? And I would say this is probably just two parts. One part is, for a lot of people, and maybe I'm those as well, the fear that this life could be all that there is. So if there's some way out, kind of like in the Matrix. If there's some way out of this reality, then a lot of us are really kind of looking for that. And I think the other part of it has to do with, having said, you know, that's kind of driving it, then the flip side of that is, what is it that allows us, kind of like you were saying, Ron, to come to some level of certainty that this is not all that there is, and there really is more, and we can prove it to ourselves. To me, that's the selling point, if there's such a thing, about the topic, so that you know, we're just able to come to a point as individuals where we respect our own experience and say, okay, if I'm going to experience Source Nation, if I'm going to experience ascension, then what would life look like? How would life be different? How would I look at myself? How would I experience other people? And kind of extending Lynn's point, is it something that is finite? Is it a place? Is it a location? Or is it I'm getting really Star Trek-y here. Is it a continuum, you know, of experience? And what is life like to be in that continuum? And would I rather be in that continuum than to be in the one that I've been stuck in so long? So for me, that's kind of the thrill of the topic. And it's just great to, one, get up and 15 minutes ago and say, oops, it's the program's on at 10 o'clock. Let me get on there. So anyway, I'm glad that you guys are there to take it on. It's a wonderful topic.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
You're good.
Go ahead.
No, the only thing I was going to say is that the thing that is hardest, and this week has not been that great for me, but the thing that is hardest, I think, about the topic is to come to understand it's really, from my perspective, the requirement that I spend a certain amount of time away from the busyness of thinking, you know, and of daily life. I was scheduled to gave a lecture on some aspect of Black history last Saturday. And so the week before that, instead of getting up and doing my, you know, my normal contemplation, which for me is essential for me, being able to remain essentially in the state that ascension lets me have, I would just get up and start reading and making notes and going to the state archives and all that. And so now it's taking a while for me to get back to the disciplines that I've been regularly practicing. And I think that's so important to allow ascension, for ascension to be a reality. We've got to spend time away from the busyness, you know. Yeah, Phyllis, you were saying?
I had an experience, and I can't even quantify the experience, or it was very difficult. But I'm walking through a crowd of people, and I just made my way through them, and I noticed people were looking at me, and I was going, what is it this time? But I just kept my center, my attention on God and on the awareness of what I was all about, and I was keeping everything very neutral. I wasn't for or against anything, so I made sure that I stayed balanced as I walked through this crowd. It was an unusual experience, but I made no comment to anyone. I just moved my way through the crowd. And I wish I could give it a name, but I can't. That's the best I can do at this point. I had something else I was going to say. The big word for that I've had to learn is balance. I've seen, we had a friend who recently, turns out it was perhaps maybe Alzheimer's, but I think it's so necessary that we keep our inner lives and our outer lives balanced. For me particularly, when I was younger, I knew the pendulum was swinging. It would go way to one side, way to the other side, and it kept doing this back and forth. Finally, I said, this is going to stop. So the next time I know that it's in the center of my being, I'm going to stop this swinging, which I did. Don't ask me how I did it. I did. And I made myself become balanced and not swing way off to the right or way off to the left or high and low. So I put a stop to that. And we recently had a friend who, she was only 5 years older than I am. And she literally, she wanted to ascend so bad, she would do anything. And she literally worked herself to becoming bedridden and in bed for 2 years, I guess. And her, had a dog. He literally, Amber literally loved her mommy. And the husband was working here on the campus in securities, and he had somebody to take care of her during the daytime. But she was so dedicated. She wanted to be ascended so bad. And I wanted to say, honey, you got to find a balance here. So the big word to me is balance and finding your way and not going overboard on any one thing in particular. It's okay to, you know, it's okay to do that and get things written down that we know we're going to make a presentation. We've got to have our act together. But coming back to the center point, always. Okay, Ron?
Yeah, where we live here, too, is we're becoming quite well known. But it's amazing that, that there's a lot of metaphysical groups here and different things like that, too, that just... There are some pretty aware people here.
Yeah.
And but on the other hand, there's a lot of people who are totally solidly locked into the physical form. They cannot really think of anything except the physical body, basically. That's all there is to life, you know, is the physical body, and God only knows what happens after that leaves, you know. So those are the people that sometimes are drawn to us, and we, you know, we get to talk to them and all a lot. But it's amazing that how the consciousness can blossom and unfold in a lot of people that had never seen a different point of view like what's presented here. And so that's what we try to do every chance we get, is just give people another point of view. And here again, like I said, a changed consciousness is actually a miracle in a way. So if you can just be a catalyst for changing somebody's, you know, consciousness just a little bit, expanding it, whatever, it gives them a much broader viewpoint of what's going on. Okay, that's my little comment.
Okay. Well, I'm not brilliant here. But we have found we go to a group of people on every Friday at 10 o'clock, and we discuss everything under the sun. And it's quite interesting to hear the different comments. One person, she goes to Catholic Church, but also she's Reiki master, and she practices. And she is connected with her angels, and literally 24/7 she is connected with her angels. And it's real interesting to hear her comments, what she has to say about the things we're discussing. So, Lynn, you have anything to say or to add?
I had myself on mute. I've really been enjoying the conversation this morning. There's a lot going on the planet now, and everybody's referencing it in their own way. Some people kind of have a simplistic, in my mind, perspective, and yet it doesn't have to be hard. Clearly, we're going through some kind of a change, and I personally am experiencing it as all for the better, especially on those days where it seems the hardest, because for me, those are the days where I'm breaking through the old crust and seeing more of the light. I'm you know, getting out of the old rut, and I'm able to see more of the possibilities. And that's what I've mostly been enjoying in the last several months. It's intentionally focusing on the possibilities. And I'm talking more from a positive perception, rather than, you know, going into the darkest potentials. I'm looking at the potentials for more light on the planet. And I'm beginning to see that in people around me and hear it on the news and experience it more wherever I am. It's, I think in some respects, it's a delicious time to be alive. As long as I can keep that kind of a focus, and I think that alone is an ascension of sorts. It's moving in how I used to see life to a more expanded and more embracing all the possibilities of where we are now. And the more I do that, the more I see is possible.
Yes. Yes.
And here lately, we've been getting a lot of email messages that from different sources. Of course, we get emails from everywhere, but that say, and a lot of them are agreeing with each other, that a lot of negative forces, energies, beings, and everything are now leaving this planet. So if that is truly the case, maybe things are looking up, you know.
Yeah.
Well, one thing I'd like to share, which is kind of on the mark, but a little bit off the mark, one of the things, one of the first steps, the first or second step in the whole Source Nation process, gives people a chance to become free of whatever negative energies that they may have picked up from other folks. Now here I am, I'm very much aware of that, but what I forget to do quite often is to remember that when I'm personally in a group, and maybe a little bit that Phyllis might have experienced, that if I don't ask that my own energy field be pulled in close to me, then I pick up personally, and other people do, will pick up a lot of the stuff that other people are carrying around. And so at least three times in the last month, I've been in group situations and have forgotten to ask, or direct, I'll say it that way, direct at my energy field coming close to my body. And I feel like I wound up just cleaning the house, so to speak. One time, One time I came home, I could barely walk up the steps. And I said, what the devil is going on here? And then I thought about it, and I said, I didn't pull, you know, this energy field in. And so I would just say to anybody who's listening who does sourcination or does meditation or prayer, just remember when you get done with that, unless you're with a group of people who really love and respect you, just direct that your energy field just come in a little bit closer. Otherwise, you wind up being like an urban cleansing process.
Yeah.
Three times in a row, I've gotten home and I said, what the devil is going on? So if I'm with a group of 50 people, they'll leave my speech saying, boy, I feel so much better after hearing that. Yeah, they do. Because I walked out with their stuff.
Yeah. I guess I'm guilty of the same thing. I sometimes forget that.
I was just going to add to that because it reminded me again of what, for me, has been one of the biggest gifts that this Light Givers work has given me. And I've been doing this for many years at this point. But it allows me to live in a clear space. I can, like you, Greg, walk into a room and not bring in my shields and just kind of clean the whole space and reel from that experience. But at the same time, when I do find that I've been too open, I can just clear, and I'm back into that space of living in total clarity. And that, to me, is the greatest gift I have received because it makes all, it puts a whole new, it's a whole different way of living. It's a whole different way of being. And there is this absolute knowing that you can trust the guidance that you're receiving. You can trust what's coming through. And if it's feeling messy, it's just because you left your fields open and you can just clear them back out again. And, Wow, it's awesome.
Yeah, sometimes I think I'm a Hoover vacuum cleaner, though. I like to suck all that stuff up before I realize it. Oh, boy. Okay, I've got a question for you, Lynn. You there?
Okay. I'm here.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. So the question is, other people are going to be listening to this on the archives. How do you clear? ?
Okay. It's so simple. It's gotten very simple, maybe because it's become more streamlined and I don't do a lot of thinking about it. I use a real simple clear. I kind of give myself the command to clear all stagnant energy cords and factors from all of my fields and send them to either the archangels where they can be dissolved or send them to the heart of source where they're transmuted into love. That's it.
Okay.
It's just real, real basic. And I also, when you were asking me that question, it also occurred to me to mention to people who are on this call that we do have a website, lightgivers.org, and they can go on that website and experience the sourcination, which we're going to be doing here shortly, which is a clearing process. I remember working with a woman at one point who she was having trouble doing her own personal clearing every day. So she would go onto the website and she'd go to the Source of Nation page and she'd just contemplate on that picture there briefly. And she found that she was keeping her fields clear all the time just by doing that. So, you know, there are a lot of different ways that one can make this possible for themselves.
Thank you. Thank you very much. We're going to end with the World Source Nation Ceremony at this time. At the end of that, there will be music, and that will be at the end of the program. So we're going to get started.
Now we'd like to invite you, well, actually we'll invite you to participate in what might be regarded as the high point, all conversations before now notwithstanding, but the high point of this particular program. And that is the Light Giver Worldwide Source of Nation and World Healing Ceremony. Now, as we may have mentioned to you earlier, that Source of Nation is a particular process that takes individuals through several steps. And the basic aim of the steps is to disconnect anything that is interfering with anyone's spiritual progress. So the different items that we mention, or elements that we mention, are simply related to what could be interfering with spiritual progress. That being the case, then, what are we talking about when we talk about the World Healing Ceremony? What we're going to do is go through several steps which will allow us to support the Source of Nation and the healing of all the individuals who are at that particular point when they're ready to take the next step. Now, not everybody is ready to move ahead. We all probably know people who are like that. But there are a number of us who have gone through many, many trials and tribulations and have made many efforts to reach, shall we say, the Godhead, to go into the next step of spiritual advancement, whether it's the fifth plane, whether it's kingdom of heaven, whether it's soul realization. But we know that there's a way that we can experience ourselves in a higher state. We've heard this down through the ages. So what we'd invite you to do is very lightly. You can either see this visually, inwardly, or not, but just know that it's occurring. Take a moment, take a breath, and allow yourself to shift your attention out of or away from wherever you are right now until your viewpoint is above the earth. So if you look inwardly, you can see the earth. Now, it might appear as small to you as a volleyball or even a baseball. It may appear very large, but know that you're outside of the earth. And as you look at the earth, know that, and you may see little pinpoints of light. Some areas are very dense. In other areas, they're rather sparse. But these are the individuals who have come to the highest point that they can on their own, on their respective spiritual paths. And the aim of the World Source Nation Ceremony is to support them by giving them the clearing, allowing them to have the release from whatever is holding them back, and energetically supporting and lifting or boosting them into higher states. So now, the first step, the thing we'll do is just ask, if there are any of these people being held back because their contracts or agreements that have been made by them or someone else on their behalf, then if it's okay with them, and let's not take away free will, then let's simply ask that those bonds be released. Now you'll notice some of them are starting to sparkle a little bit more. The second thing is, if there are any beliefs, strongly held beliefs, that are interfering again with their spiritual progress, assuming that they agree, we'll say ask their higher self and ask that they be released from any of those strongly held beliefs that are interfering. And any beliefs that create beliefs, we ask that those be taken away as well. Going to the next step, if there are any of those individuals who are being held back because of their connection to others, who may even be downloading dark, negative, and holdback energy, if we call that, into their energy fields. We ask that those also be disconnected so that only light and love flows to them. Notice that some of them are becoming even brighter, and their light, rather than twinkling, is starting to shine even more so. Going another step then, if there are any entities, intelligences, or beings that are interfering with these folks, that are holding them back, preventing them from coming forward, we ask now that any interfering beings or persons, whether they're in-body, out-of-body, simply be removed energetically from their energy fields. If they're not in-body, we ask that they just simply be taken into higher planes, other domains. Now, you notice some of them are really becoming quite bright. Quite bright. Now, the next thing is, if there are any that are being held back because of energies from previous lifetimes, even from the past in this lifetime, we ask likewise that those energies be removed from their energy field and be replaced with divine healing God energy. Wow, some of them are really bright. I mean, really bright. Good heavens. And then finally, with all that happening then, we simply ask that those who are ready to ascend in consciousness, not necessarily leave their bodies completely, but ascend in consciousness to the next level of awareness, whether it's Kingdom of Heaven, Sartori, the Void, Nirvana, Jivan Mukti, whatever it's called in their tradition, we ask that they, if they're ready, that they be permitted to move into that next level of conscious awareness. Now, that's the World Source Nation ceremony. But let's move even further out. Let's go out to the end of the solar system and then look back into the solar system and notice all the planets. Notice the sun at the center. And know that there are sentient beings on all of those planets. And now what we'll simply do is ask that a wave of spirit, by whatever name you call it, Shabda, Ruah, Chi, Holy Spirit, Holy Ghost, Vyak, whatever you call it, we ask that that now flood the entire solar system and that it take every sentient being that's at that point that we just talked about where they're ready to move into a higher state. Notice, it's almost like a huge wave of beings throughout the entire solar system that are now being ushered into this higher state. Now take a moment, allow yourself to notice that that's happened, and also to notice that you and we also went through the same process. The process is a healing one, it's an uplifting one. So now what I'd like to ask you to do is return to the point where you were just outside the planet Earth. Allow yourself to fully experience that shift in consciousness, and then allow yourself to return to where you are in this moment, whether you're listening to this program live or whether you're listening to it in the archives. The net effect of this activity is the same for you. You have experienced Source of Nation along with the entire planet, along with the entire solar system. Just want to thank you so much again for being with us. And just remember that the central theme of the program is embodied in the song that's sung by Becky Williams, which is How Do You Find God? And thank you for being with us. You've been listening to the Light Giver International Association, World Source of Nation program and discussion of the Light Giver Golden Age messages. Thank you so much for being with us.
To the very top,
I cry out to the valley below, but I only hear my echo asking how do you